Remax Cornerstone Realty and Remax Cornerstone Realty Plus help make your home buying or selling experience easy. Kathy Thornton, Chad Barrett, and Beverly Wright are your River Region real estate experts. Remax Cornerstone Realty and Remax Cornerstone Realty Plus, the official real estate partner of the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
And welcome back to the RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty pregame show. I'm Mitch Petrie here alongside Deacon Meeks, and just a couple of minutes away from tip-off here of the boys' game. The Indians come into this one with a 15-7 record, 3-0 in the area tournament. And depending on the outcome of the Percy Julian Sanhope Elmore game tonight, Indians could clinch a host spot in the area tournament. Coach Thomas has talked about that greatly. Can't wait to hopefully have that tournament at home. Should be a big one. Indians coming off a dominant win against the rival Sanhope Elmore Mustangs. Won that one 66-28. A whopping victory there. Barbary comes in 2-0 in area play with a 13-8 overall record, coached by William Turner. And it should be an exciting matchup here in this one. Indians in that game against Sanhope Elmore, you had a couple of guys really shine. You had four different Indians in double figures. Tom Sutton finished with 16 points, leading the way here for the Indians. 12 rebounds and 3 blocks to his name. That's something Tom Sutton has really done super well all season, is not just grab offensive rebounds, but he's been a force in the paint defensively for the Indians. Been a great defender, great offense here, and can see why Coach Thomas has been playing him as much as he has. Andrew Boyles had a great showing in that game as well. 14 points and 8 assists to his name. Chris Robinson highlighting his versatility yet again. 13 points for him, 8 assists, 4 steals in that game against Stanhope Elmore. And then Caleb Ballard with 10 points to his name as well in that contest. It was a great game, and hoping to see another great performance out of the Indians here tonight, Deegan.
Yeah, I completely agree. And the main person I'm looking for is Tom Sutton, as well as Caleb Ballard, the paint duo for this Wetumpka Indians basketball team, per se. Caleb Ballard, along with Tom Sutton, like you were saying, amazing at getting boards, amazing at being a dominant force in the paint. And when you're like a 6'4 guy like Caleb Ballard and just stand up straight and tall, you don't have to do anything against smaller competition such as Marbury. And like, they can't even drive in the paint against you. That's how tall you are. But not only using his height to his advantage, Caleb Ballard is also very good at moving the ball around. When he goes to the top of the free throw line to just pass the ball around and get the ball moving for his guards, he does that greatly. And I can't wait to see that in this game. Just more passing around, trusting teammates like we've seen in that girls' game as well.
Absolutely. Those keys to the game presented by RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty. Just 2 minutes away from tip-off here. We'll take a quick break here on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network, powered by Radio Alabama Sports. When we come back, it'll be our starting lineups, then time for tip-off. You're listening to the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Of Central Alabama. Banking's about real relationships, trust, kindness, and a shared commitment to making life better. As your neighbor and partner across Elmore and Autauga counties, we're here for you, whether you're planning your future, buying your first home, or building your wealth. With our local knowledge and heartfelt support, you can count on us. First Community Bank of Central Alabama. Let's do life together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When a sports injury has you sidelined, Baptist Ortho Now offers comprehensive orthopedic care with no appointment from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, with board-certified specialists treating injuries and expert physical therapists administering everything from sports medicine to everyday recovery treatment. Baptist Ortho Now, getting you off the bench and back in the action. East Chase across from Target.
From Radio Alabama Sports. This is the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. Wetumpka Basketball is presented by Collier Ford. Come on to Collier Ford. Proudly serving the River Region for nearly 75 years. Online at CollierFordInc.com. REMAX Cornerstone Realty and REMAX Cornerstone Realty Plus. Kathy Thornton, Chad Barrett, and Beverly Wright are your River Region real estate experts. Central Alabama Community College. Central to you, central to your success. Baptist Health, the official health care provider of the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. Your health is our mission. Online at baptistfirst.org. And the City of Wetumpka.
And just a few moments away from tip-off here on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. I'm Mitch Petrie, along Deacon Meeks here in the Central Alabama Community College broadcast booth. Should be an exciting game here tonight as the Indians get ready to take on the Marbury Bulldogs. Indians come out wearing their black uniforms, gold trim down the sides, gold lettering, and gold numbers. Marbury comes out on their all-white uniforms with blue trim, blue numbers, and blue Marbury lettering. Marbury logo on the front of their uniforms. Your starting five presented by First Community Bank for the Indians. It'll be number four, Chris Robinson. Number five, Caleb Ballard. Number three, wearing number one tonight, that is. It'll be Jeremiah Smiley. Number 22, Andrew Voiles. And bringing it home here for the Indians is number 30, Tom Suddeth. On the other end of the floor here for the Marbury Bulldogs, it'll be Jamar Brown getting the start alongside Anthony Morrell, Noah Trotter, and three there comes out of the hands of the Bulldogs off the mark. Offensive rebound and putback chance won't go down. C.J. Cook also out there for the Bulldogs. Indians finally get it corralled, and now they are working the other way. Jalen Hall, your final starter here for the Bulldogs. Catching three, four, Voiles short arm that time. Not going to go down for the Indians. Rebound goes into the hands of the Bulldogs for a brief second. Jeremiah Smiley stole it away there, but it was tipped away from him and kicked out of bounds, rolled off the foot there of Caleb Ballard. Coach Thomas thinks it was Indians ball. And it is Indians ball. Apologies for that. Voiles will inbound it from below their own bucket. And he gives it over to Ballard. Couple of passes before they find Voiles in the corner. Another three off the mark that time. Smiley grabbed the rebound but fell to the ground as he did. Couple of passes now. They'll work it around. And Smiley lost it for a second. Good hustle by Tom Suddeth to stick with it. Robinson comes crashing down. Easy layup there for Tom Suddeth. It was Chris Robinson who lays it up and in. And first points of the night belong to the Indians. Marbury working the other way. Won't get the shot off. Voiles catches it. And Indians hustling the other way. Robinson had the ball poked out there for a second, but Noah Trotter was the last man to touch it there for the Marbury Bulldogs. And a lot of action here in just a minute of play for the Indians. Voiles with it now. Pass it down low. Spin move and the paint for Caleb Ballard. And no problem there for Caleb Ballard picking up his first points of the night. He leads the Indians in points per game with 15.8. It's easy to see why with moves like that.
It's already evident that the Indians have been looking to go to the paint in this game. We've seen Chris Robinson already making tough drives to the paint and working the ball in, and has done it successfully once already.
Spin move there from Noah Trotter, not going to go down. He's the leading scorer for this Marbury Bulldogs team. Couple of offensive rebounds there before C.J. Cook puts it up and in. Second chance points there for the Bulldogs, and Indians lead it 4-2. Andrew Voiles upset with himself on that one. A tough pass there. Three-pointer off the mark from Jamar Brown. They'll fire it back to Jamar Brown off the offensive rebound. Three-pointer not going to go down either that time. Tom Suddeth snags the rebound and will hand it over to Chris Robinson. Robinson finds Smiley in the near corner. Smiley had the ball poked out there by Anthony Morrell. And a loose ball yet again where Chris Robinson finds it. And Tom Suddeth tries to go underhand. Had his momentum carrying him out of bounds. Not going to stick with it that time. Caleb Ballard tried to block the shot there from Anthony Morrell. Just a little bit too late there, and we're tied at four here with just 2.5 minutes expired in this first quarter. Smiley with it now. Hands off to Tom Suddeth down low. Suddeth thought about the dunk,
went up for it there, but he'll draw the foul. That one will go against number 15. That's Giantony Morrell of the Marbury Bulldogs, and free throws coming at the line for Suddeth.
And again, the Indians working the ball in the paint and pushing the pace of this game. This has been the most eventful couple minutes of my life. Like, this is a very, very high-paced basketball game that we're witnessing right now. And Andrew Boyle's a bit disappointed on that one pass that he messed up on, but he sure is going to make it back in this game and get the Indians back in this thing up on top.
First free throw not going down there for Tom Suddeth. Second one coming now. Rattles around. Won't take the friendly roll. Rebound goes the way of the Bulldogs. With the ball now, it's Trotter working on the near wing. And Suddeth is out guarding him. We'll get the screen there and pass over to Brown. And working inside, they pass it into the hands of Morrell. Tried to pass it to C.J. Cook. He wasn't able to corral it. Boyles passes down low for Tom Suddeth. Thought about the alley-oop attempt there, but pass was just a little bit too strong. But Tom Suddeth gets his first points of the night and gives the Indians back the lead 6-4.
Yeah, hey, 2 points is 2 points. So the Indians will definitely take that layup any day.
Absolutely. Miller Lombardi in the game now. He took the place of Jeremiah Smiley just a few moments ago. Caleb Ballard steals the pass there, trying to do it all himself. Caleb Ballard with authority. Wow. He just put a man on a poster. Giantony Morrell grabbing his hair. He can't help but laugh that one off. And one coming at the line for Caleb Ballard as well. Wow.
Oh, my gosh. What a slam on that man's head. I mean, wow, that's what you see in the NBA. You can't even deny. That's a great play by Caleb Ballard.
And he converts on the and-one opportunity. A three-point dunk there for Caleb Ballard. Wow.
And you do not see that every day in a high school basketball game.
And layup there off the mark came out of the hands of Jalen Hall. Miller Lombardi with it now. Picks up his dribble. Fires cross court to Voiles. And now they're pushing the pace. Tom Suddeth thought about doing it himself. He got tripped up on his way to the bucket. And he'll get foul. He'll get the foul call there. Foul goes against number three there. That's Noah Trotter. He leads Marbury in the point a total. With 16.2 points per game. And they'll call that foul on the floor, actually. Not quite sure about what that one was, but we'll get a timeout here on the floor. And as they take a timeout, we'll take one of our own. We'll be right back on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
First quarter action is brought to you by State Farm Agent Jackson Hagan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm Agent Jackson Hagan is there.
Back now here in Marbury, Indians with a 5-point lead, 9-4. They're on top. It's been an exciting first quarter here for the Indians. And inbound pass goes right to Caleb Ballard, but he'll draw the shooting foul there. That foul going to go against Jamar Brown. Four fouls already on Marbury. One more, it'll put the Indians into the bonus. With 4 minutes to go here in this first quarter, Ballard at the free throw line again. That one a little bit too strong. Rockets off the back iron. And Ballard there. Second free throw not going to go down, but Chris Robinson grabs the offensive board there. It would take a quick foul from Giantony Morrell coming off the rebound, and that foul should put the Indians into the bonus.
And they will be shooting two right here, it looks like, with five fouls on Marbury.
Well, they should be at least. They were lined up there for a second. Yeah, they'll get this one corrected now. Robinson at the free throw line and getting ready to shoot his first of two free throws. Nothing but net that time for Chris Robinson. He's been just about as automatic as they come at the free throw line. Probably the best free throw shooter on this Indians team. Either him or Andrew Voiles, both of them converting a high percentage of their looks. Both free throws fall down there for Chris Robinson. Indians in double figures there. And you can hear Marbury, they want a foul call there. Miller Lombardi went up there for the pass, and they'll get Andrew Voiles there for the travel. I think that might have been a little bit of a makeup call. Trotter popped to the ground hard just now getting up. Hopefully he's all right.
Yeah, that was a very rough foul right there. I'm surprised the refs did not call that one, but wow.
I think they got kind of lost in translation. Both guys going up for the pass there. Three off the mark there from Trotter. Rebound goes to Sutton. Voiles goes coast to coast with it after catching the pass right off the board there from Tom Sutton. And first points of the night there for Andrew Voiles, and Indians with a 9-point lead now. Stealing it on the other end of the floor, and quick work. Caleb Ballard thought he might do it again. And no dunk this time, but he'll lay the ball up and in, draw the foul yet again. And Caleb Ballard heading back to the free throw line. John Hudson Wingard's going to check into the game now for Tom Sutton. And Ballard now getting ready to shoot his first free throw. And drops that one in as well. Caleb Ballard, perfect from the free throw line here tonight. Indians with a 12-point lead. And Aiden Burnett with the ball now. Working on that far corner. Spin move, got his defender by him, but not able to convert on the shot. Good board there from John Hudson Wingard. And Robinson will get the handoff there from Wingard. He'll fire a cross-court pass over to Andrew Voiles. Working inside, slicing and dicing, laying it up and in. Easy shot there from Andrew Voiles. And ball poked away again by Chris Robinson. Both teams here really pushing the pace. Voiles slowing things down now a little bit. Robinson on the far wing. Steps inside the three-point line. Contested three. Too strong that time off the back iron. And Ballard looked like he wanted the putback dunk. Shot was blocked there just for a second by Jalen Hall. But Ballard, too strong for him, puts it up and in. Ballard already in double figures with 11. 20-4, your score. Trotter with it now. Three off the mark. Voiles catches the rebound. It rocketed right into his hands and trying to push the pace. He was going up for another alley-oop pass, this time looking for John Hudson Wingard. And it's just the pass just a little bit too high off the fingertips of Wingard.
Yeah, and if that was Caleb Ballard, I bet that one would have gone on the hoop. But still a great attempt on that alley-oop right there from Andrew Voiles.
And you'll get another timeout here from Marbury. Second timeout used in this first quarter. And as they do that, I'll remind you, Beverly Wright, Kathy Thornton, and Chad Barrett are your hometown real estate experts with RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus. When it's time for your next move, choose the best RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, the official real estate partner of the Wetumpka Sports Network. 20-4, your score here. 2 minutes left in this first quarter. Deacon, what's been working so well here for the Indians?
The main thing that's been working well is pushing the pace. The Indians have been amazing on defense, lights out even. They've also been great at working the ball in the paint. We've seen Chris Robinson have quite a few successful drives along with Andrew Voiles and obviously Caleb Ballard with that amazing slam. So working the ball in the paint on offense and keeping the flow on defense has been working well for the Indians.
It has. It's been a really just great showing all around here for the Indians. Marbury trying to turn this thing into a track meet, and a nice layup there from Jalen Hall. He gets his first points of the night, closing this Indians lead to 14. Robinson looking for somewhere to go with it. Just a pass with nobody home there. De'Anthony Smith got it, and a nice spin move there and put back for De'Anthony Smith. Voiles with it now on the far wing. He'll pass it to Robinson, standing just in front of the half-court logo. pass to Wingard, now out on the corner. Spadu Lombardi driving inside, trying to get it to go. Right-hand floater off the mark that time. Trotter came crashing down the other end, and they'll get a foul call on the Indians. First foul call of the night on the Indians. This one goes against Chris Robinson.
And Chris did not want that foul. He thought that was not on him, but refs called it that way, so Indians going to have to stick with it.
LT Davis checks into the game now, taking the place of Miller Lombardi, first minutes of the night. Aiden Burnett with the rock now, trying to find somewhere to go with it. Standing in front of half-court line, showing off the dribble moves, and he'll pass it over into the hands of Jamar Brown. Cross-court pass into the hands of Trotter. Deep two. Too strong that time, not going to go down. Rebound into the hands of LT Davis, and he'll give it over to Voiles. Trying to go for the alley-oop again was Voiles, looking for Caleb Ballard. And the Indians had numbers, but great hustle there from LT Davis. Came crashing down the other way. He pokes it out of bounds and saving what would have been probably a bucket there for the Bulldogs. Great hustle and defense from LT Davis. They'll inbound this one to Burdett. Tried to get flashy with the pass behind the back, and it went straight into the hands of John Hudson Wingard. Couple of passes now. LT Davis on the far wing. They'll find Andrew Voiles. One more pass to Chris Robinson. Robinson starts working down low, and layup not going to fall that time. Rebound for a second was corralled by the Bulldogs, but Robinson steals it right back, says, "That's all mine." And a couple of passes between the three of them, and Robinson trying to get funky with the reverse layup, not going to go down that time. Rebound goes to Aiden Burdett. He'll pass it over to Smith, and Smith not going to be able to get it, the layup to go. Momentum was carrying him straight out of bounds, but Caleb Ballard had a little bit of trouble with a rebound there. 15.8 seconds left in this one, and ball still in the hands of the Bulldogs. He'll inbound it up top to Noah Trotter. He's guarded by Chris Robinson. Trotter passes over to Brown now. Brown far beyond the three-point line. They'll pass it to Hall. Hall gives it back to Burdett. Burdett passes, and I don't know that they got the shot off there. It doesn't matter anyway. Ball hit the front iron. It came out of the hands of Jamar Brown. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back with some second quarter action on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Jackson Hagen in Wetumpka. From auto and home to life insurance, Jackson Hagen and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Jackson Hagen understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step from quotes to claims. Trusted a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Jackson Hagen is there. Call 334-478-3864. For a quote today.
Second quarter action is brought to you by Golf Video, live event and video production elevating your next project. Let Jackson Dean and his team make your event look like $1 million. Online at golfvideo.io.
Back now here in Marlboro. You can still hear the band playing behind us, but the guys are out on the floor trying
to get things going. And they will. Band stops playing, and Indians are ready for this one. Andrew Voiles get the inbound from Chris Robinson. He'll bring it across half court, fire down into the corner. LT Davis back to Voiles, and now over to Robinson. Robinson gives it to Suddeth in the far corner. Pass to Voiles, catches it, and immediately charges inside, trying to finish with the left hand. Won't go. LT Davis gets in there and tries to tie it up. Not going to get the jump ball call there, unfortunately. They'll get LT Davis there for the foul.
Coach Thomas also thought that that was a jump ball as well. So did I, but ref saw it differently. Might have got a piece of the arm, but didn't look like that to me.
Couple of passes here now. Noah Trotter standing at the top of the key. Couple of nice moves there. Gets Chris Robinson to sidestep, but can't finish. Suddeth had the rebound there for a second. And then Jalen Hall had it. And Tom Suddeth says, "No, sir, not today." Swats that one right out of bounds. Tom Suddeth has had quite a few blocks here in the last couple of games, highlighting that great defense for the Indians. Trotter with it now, standing just in front of that half-court logo. and drives inside. Jumper from alongside the baseline. Bucket there for Noah Trotter. Bulldogs in double figures now. Indians lead it 20-10. Robinson will fire over to Davis, and he'll give it right back to him. Looking for Tom Suddeth down low. Ball is popped off target there by Jalen Hall. Tom Suddeth almost had a chance to snag it and not going to get it to go. Bulldogs here pushing the pace with Jamar Brown. Brown standing at the top of the arc now. He'll pass it off to Trotter. Trotter will kick it up top to Burdett. Burdett back to Brown. Far corner. Contested three. Not going to go down that time. Rebound Tom Suddeth. And Suddeth will pass it over to Voiles. Voiles quick pass there to Robinson. Robinson driving down low. Finishes with the right hand. Good move there. Off the glass for Robinson. He's got five. Indians lead it 22-10 with 2 minutes expired here in quarter number two. Burdett with it now, guarded by LT Davis. He'll get a screen and he thought about the three there for a second, trying to get a deep floater with the left hand. Not going to go down that time. Voiles cross-court pass to Robinson. Indians pushing the pace themselves. Robinson spin move, lays it up and in. Good bucket there. Good move from Chris Robinson.
And Robinson has been amazing inside of the paint with his drives, his shifty and crafty ability to find new ways every single time to get to the basket has helped the Indians so much in this game.
Trotter with a three, bottom. 13-24, Indians on top. Voiles will get the inbound now, and he'll slow things down just a little bit. Firing over to LT Davis, who gives it right back to Andrew. Back to LT and back to Voiles. Passing between the two of them. Now over to Robinson. They'll pass it to Suddeth alongside the baseline. Find Wingard in low, down low. Not able to finish that time. Just a little bit too strong off the glass. Bulldogs trying to work the pace here. Nice pass there from Burdett. He found a man that time. It was the Anthony Smith. Laid it up and in. Indians now with a 9-point lead. Voiles over to Robinson. Now to LT Davis. Indians shown some good ball movement here, but have had a couple of turnovers. Voiles, deep three. Oh, nailed it. Good shot there from Andrew Voiles. Anytime he's open on the floor, that's a good shot.
And he really knows how to change the momentum in a game. Marbury started coming back and started building their own pace, but Andrew Voiles completely shut it down with that three and let the Indians come back and add an even bigger lead to their score.
And they found a man down low. It's De'Anthony Smith. Again, John Hudson Wingard went up in the air just a little bit too quickly. They'll call the foul on Wingard. And three fouls on the Indians as a team now. And first foul of the night going against Wingard. It's De'Anthony Smith at the free throw line here for the Bulldogs, shooting his first of two. That one a little bit too strong off the back of the iron and shoots right up into the air. Wingard and LT Davis will check out of the game now. Caleb Ballard and Jeremiah Smiley will come back in. It's all the starters out there for the Indians. Another free throw here coming for De'Anthony Smith. Trying to convert on this one. Wasn't able to do so on that first free throw. Rattles around and falls through for De'Anthony Smith. He's got five, leading scorer for the Bulldogs in this one. Voiles now over to Robinson. Smiley's got it on the far wing. Back over to Robinson just in front of the half-court line. Fired to Andrew Voiles, and Voiles short-armed that three, and rebound goes to Noah Trotter. Trotter trying to do it all himself. Can't get the finish. Rebound Voiles. Voiles pushing the pace. And looking for Caleb Ballard, just a little bit too far that time for Caleb Ballard. It flew right on out of bounds, and lead will stay right where it is. 11 points for the Indians.
And that was a good attempt by a good look by Andrew Voiles to try and find Caleb Ballard. Would have been nicer to have a bounce pass in that scenario, but still a good look.
It absolutely was. Now, Brown stops, picks up his dribble, deep three off the mark that time. Rebound to Smith. He was looking to give it the ball to Burdett, but it flew off the hand of Burdett, not able to wrangle it. And Voiles will inbound this one for the Indians. They'll give it to Robinson. Robinson, give it right back to Andrew. Bounce pass back over to Robinson and back over to Voiles. Just passing between the two of them now. Voiles on the near wing. Passes over to Suddeth. Now over to Robinson all the way around the horn. They find Smiley in the low, or in that far corner. And he was looking inside for Tom Suddeth. Bounce pass was picked off there. Jamar Brown working the other way, trying to do it all himself. Ball was poked out, but I believe they're going to call a reach-in foul there on Jeremiah Smiley, and they will. Call that one on the shot, so it'll send Jamar Brown to the free throw line. Second leading scorer here for the Bulldogs. He averages just under 11 points per game. But it's scoreless so far in this one. That free throw changes it, though. First point of the night there for Brown, and 27-17, Indians lead it. Wave off that free throw. He made it, but it was a lane violation against the Bulldogs. Costly mistake there, and would have made the Indians lead back to single digits. Robinson with it at half court. He'll give it over to Smiley. Bounce pass to Suddeth in the corner. Suddeth was trapped and fired the pass just a little bit too strong here against the Indians. The ball rocketed all the way to the other end of the floor. So Bulldogs will get possession and inbound it from below their basket. De'Anthony Smith will check out of the game. Jalen Hall will come in to take his place. Brown will inbound it into Burdett. Catch and shoot three. Goes down there for Burdett. It's his first points of the night. And Marbury starting to close in on this Indians lead. Bounce pass from Voiles into Robinson. Suddeth gets it down low. Tried to get the finish, not able to go that time. He had nobody in front of him, just a little bit short on the layup. Thought he had enough room for a dunk, but then had to lay up at the last second and not able to convert. Trotter with it, driving inside, mid-range jumper, short-armed off the front of the rim. Rebound to Suddeth, and a nice little underhand pass to Robinson. Robinson tried to do it all himself. Good move there. Robinson almost in double figures. He's got 9 of the Indians, 29 so far.
Showing off his crafty ability again, just going to the paint, which has been working so consistently for these Indians.
And lost the dribble that time, did Jalen Hall. He got the pass there from Jamar Brown. It was a nice find, but not able to stick with it was Jalen Hall, and that'll be a turnover there. Tom Suddeth will check out of the game, and coming on in his place was Jeremiah Smiley. But Coach Thomas wants to talk things over. He'll take a timeout. And that's a 30-second timeout there on the by the Indians. And as they do that, I'll remind you, Wharf Casual Seafood is fast, fresh, and always delicious. Wharf Casual Seafood in Wetumpka has something for everyone, from shrimp and fish to po'boys and salads. Enjoy coastal flavor right here at home. Dine in or take out today. Wharf Casual Seafood, where fresh seafood meets family-friendly dining. The Wetumpka Sports Network is proud to be fed by Wharf Casual Seafood. Smiley going to get ready to inbound this one here for the Indians, and he'll hand it off to Andrew Voiles, not facing any pressure from the Bulldogs, but Aiden Burdett ready to greet Voiles at half court. He'll pass it over to Lombardi and gives it right back to him. No-look pass to Chris Robinson standing at the free throw line. Back out to Voiles, thought about the three. Bounce pass to Ballard inside. Ballard lost it for a second. Good job by Jeremiah Smiley. High basketball IQ to stick with it. Passes it back down to Ballard down low. And not going to get the friendly roll that time with Caleb Ballard, but he grabs his own miss and lays it up and in. Leading scorer is Caleb Ballard. That inbound pass taken away by Chris Robinson. Jeremiah Smiley gets the nice pass from him. First points of the night for Smiley coming from that layup. Burdett guarded by Lombardi, trying to work inside. Lombardi poked it away for a second, not able to corral it, though. It'll trickle out of bounds, and Marbury will have to inbound it.
Yeah, and that's some of the stats you don't see on the scorecard, such as Jeremiah Smiley just hustling and getting back on defense, along with Miller Lombardi, playing awesome defense and not allowing this Marbury offense to take advantage of the Wetumpka Indians.
Yeah, it's been a real struggle here for the Bulldogs. They have not gotten a lot of shots that they wanted. Every shot that they've had in the paint has been contested by one person or another. That time looking inside the paint yet again. Ballard had it for a second, got a hand on it, but Bulldogs stick with it, and they'll pass it back up top to Trotter. Trotter just inside of the three-point line. Bounce pass backwards to Burdett. Burdett guarded by Lombardi. He'll pass it over to Jamar Brown on the near wing. Brown looping around just inside, deep two. Banks home there for Jamar Brown. Barbary thought it was a three, but it was not. Foot well inside the line there of Jamar Brown. Royals will pass it across court to Lombardi, and now back over to Foyles. Foyles on this near side wing, passes down low to Smiley. Chris Robinson stepped back, lost it on the way in, and another turnover there on the Bulldogs, right into the hands of Chris Robinson. Foyles gets his man in the air. Easy layup there for Andrew Foyles. Foyles has got nine in this one. 35-21, Indians lead it, 14 seconds left, and this will likely be the last possession of the quarter. They were trying to drive inside. Jamar Brown able to convert that time. And they'll get Jeremiah Smiley there for the foul. And one opportunity coming up here for the Marlboro Bulldogs. And Jamar Brown heading to the line. 9.6 seconds left, though, so you definitely don't have to hustle down the court if you're the Indians, make or miss, but you definitely got to move efficiently.
Yeah, you definitely need a certain play call that you already know you're going to do. And a design play would definitely work in this situation. Like you're saying, no need to really rush down there and get it all done at once to leave time for Marbury. But a nice, well-designed play to score some points at the end of this half would be great for the Indians.
They convert on the and one opportunity. Ball was poked out there by Noah Gentry. 4.1 seconds left, but Indians stick with it. They'll inbound it from right in front of this scorer's table on at the near side. Foyles is going to be the man to inbound it here for the Indians, and you got to think they're going to pass it right back to Foyles for a catch and shoot three. You get to Smiley in the backcourt. Smiley find Lombardi on the far corner. Gets the three off in time. Shot will not go down, though. 35-24, your score here. Indians lead it by 11 after two. We'll be right back for the City of Wetumpka halftime show. And make sure to stick around. You're listening to the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network, powered by Radio Alabama Sports.
To tackle your next home project? Look no further than Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply, with same-day pickup, ship to store, and ship to home, all available at RussellDeWittCenter.com. Whether it's paints, tools, lumber, or lawn care, we've got what you need with the service you can trust. So be sure to shop today at RussellDeWittCenter.com. RussellDeWittCenter.com.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Safety starts with Montgomery Fire Equipment Company. From inspections and extinguisher service to full fire suppression systems, businesses across Alabama trust our team to protect what matters most. And now, we're hiring. We're looking for new fire technicians to join our team. If you're hardworking and ready to make a difference, this is your chance. Montgomery Fire Equipment, protecting people, property, and progress.
Hi, I'm Kathy Thornton with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus. Helping families here in the River Region is more than a job, it's personal. I take the time to listen, understand what you need, and fight to get you the best deal possible. Whether you're buying or selling in Central Alabama, let's work together to make it happen. I'm Kathy Thornton at RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, here to help you every step of the way.
Are you tired of slow internet? With Central Access, you get the speeds you pay for delivered directly to your door, so you won't get bogged down when your neighbors are online too. Stream, game, work, and video chat. No contracts, no data caps, no price hikes, nothing but an exceptional online experience. Check availability today at caecaccess.com. Central Access, your local link to broadband.
Performance and adventure? You'll find it all at Collier Ford in Wetumpka. For more than 70 years, Collier Ford has been proudly serving the River Region since 1952, helping families and businesses hit the road with confidence. When you think trucks, think Collier Ford, home of
the legendary Ford F-150, built tough to handle any job. If adventure is calling, call your Ford as the bold and capable Ford Bronco, ready to take you off the beaten path. Want that same spirit in a smaller package? The Bronco Sport is waiting for you at Call Your Ford. From great ideas to family service, Call Your Ford makes buying your next vehicle easy, fun, and stress-free. So whether you're hauling, exploring, or just cruising through town, make your next stop Call Your Ford. Test drive your next Ford today, and remember, come on to Call Your Ford in Wetumpka.
Come to Call Your.
Hungry for fresh, flavorful seafood? Come to Wharf Casual Seafood, your local spot for shrimp, crab claws, mahi-mahi, and all your coastal favorites. Looking for a budget-friendly bite? Check out our tasty lunch specials featuring wraps, salads, shrimp, and more. Wharf Casual Seafood, wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
Safety starts with Montgomery Fire Equipment Company. From inspections and extinguisher service to full fire suppression systems, businesses across Alabama trust our team to protect what matters most. And now, we're hiring. We're looking for new fire technicians to join our team. If you're hardworking and ready to make a difference, this is your chance. Montgomery Fire Equipment, protecting people, property, and progress.
The City of Wetumpka Halftime Show on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
And welcome to the City of Wetumpka Halftime Show. I'm Mitch Petrie alongside Deacon Meeks here in the Central Alabama Community College broadcast booth. Indians with an 11-point lead, 35-24, over the Marbury Bulldogs here. And a couple of Indians that led the way here in that first half. Caleb Ballard had that post-rising dunk, also leading the Indians in scoring. He's got 13 points to his name as well. Ballard also got 7 rebounds to go with it. Chris Robinson coming in right behind him with 9 points, and he's got 5 assists to his name and 4 steals as well. And a couple of other Indians really having a great showing. Can't talk about this Indians team, as always, without talking about Andrew Boyles, 1 of 3 from beyond the arc, and has 11 points as well. He's got 4 assists and 2 steals to his name as well. But looking at that first half, Indians had a lot more turnovers than we're used to seeing. Team as a whole had... Sorry, I need to do some math. 13 turnovers in that first half, but that's not what you want to see if you're Coach Thomas and the Indians.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's one too many for Coach Thomas, especially. But one thing we really don't see is, especially, is Andrew Boyles and Chris Robinson turn the ball over that much. We don't really see that many bad passes. So going into this second half, the Indians are definitely going to have to start making some smarter passes and some changes. So we've seen that going down low and moving the ball into the paint with Chris Robinson as well as Boyles has been very effective. We've gotten easy 2 points every single time. We've seen Caleb Ballard, as you mentioned, very big dominant force in the paint. So working them in the paint would definitely work and help this Indians team get a victory in the second half.
Yeah, and you talk about the turnovers, and I think a big part of that was really caused by the pace in that first half, right? You're hustling down the court. You're trying to work so quickly, and when you have guys charging down the court at full speed, it's hard to hit them in stride, and I think that kind of contributed to that turnover issue a little bit. But then towards the end of that second quarter, we saw the Indians slow it down a little bit. The turnovers kind of subsided with that. Well, it was an exciting first half. Indians with an 11-point lead, 35-24. On the other end, you had a couple of different Bulldogs have a nice first quarter. De'Anthony Smith had 5 for the Bulldogs, as well as Noto Trotter with 5. Jamar Brown, though, led the way with 6 points, and Aiden Burdett had 3 to his name as well. Just a couple minutes left here in halftime, and we'll be right back for some third quarter action in just about 2 minutes. You're listening to the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network, powered by Radio Alabama Sports.
This is Kathy Thornton with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus. I know buying or selling a home can feel overwhelming, but I promise you don't have to go through it alone. I'll guide you through every detail and keep things simple, clear, and stress-free. When you're ready to make a move in the River Region, call me, Kathy Thornton, with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus.
At First Community Bank of Central Alabama, banking's about real relationships, trust, kindness, and a shared commitment to making life better. As your neighbor and partner across Elmore and Autauga counties, we're here for you, whether you're planning your future, buying your first home, or building your wealth. With our local knowledge and heartfelt support, you can count on us. First Community Bank of Central Alabama. Let's do life together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's never too late to take the next step. The Central Alabama Community College Adult Learning Program helps adults 18 and older earn their GED or even a high school diploma. You can also prepare for the workforce with short-term certificates in medical billing and coding, medical assisting, pharmacy technician, or hospitality and culinary. Flexible classes fit your schedule, and your future starts today. Visit cacc.edu/adult education or call 256-378-2017. CACC Adult Learning Program. Discover you.
Hi, I'm Beverly Wright with RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty. I know buying or selling a home is a big decision, and that's why I treat every client like family. Whether it's your first home, your forever home, or anything in between, I'll make the process as smooth as possible. I'm Beverly Wright at RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty, here to serve you.
Third quarter action is brought to you by Radio Alabama Sports. Game on, online at RadioAlabamaSports.net.
And welcome back to the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. Just a few minutes left here in this halftime. Both teams out on the floor and ready to get things underway. Whistle sounds and Bulldogs will have the ball to start this one. It's Noah Trotter. He brings it across half court. Catches a pass there, deep two from alongside the baseline. Not going to go that time. But a good offensive board, and they find that C.J. Cook. And the first points of the second half belong to the Bulldogs. Indians slowing things down here a little bit like we guessed they might. Robinson with it now, and high arcing pass over to Voiles, and deep two there from Caleb Ballard. Nice shot from Caleb Ballard. Don't see him working outside of the paint too often, but he does so there in a good decision.
Yeah, that's a very rare shot from Caleb Ballard, but it went down, so 2 points is 2 points, so good shot right there by Caleb.
Definitely was. Now working with it in a deep two again, coming out of the hands of C.J. Cook. This time the rebound goes the way of the Indians and Tom Sutton, but he'll give it over to Voiles, who'll be the man to bring it across half court. Boyles guarded by C.J. Cook, and he passes over to Smiley. Nice pass, pounce to Tom Sutton. Working alongside the baseline, Tom Sutton. Spin move, and just a little bit too strong off the glass there. Hit the glass in the front of the rim, and bounces right into the hands of the Bulldogs. Trotter with it now, working on the near corner. Starts to drive inside, standing at the free throw line. But Robinson poked it out there for a second, but it trickles out of bounds, last touched by Robinson, so Bulldogs will inbound it. Jamar Brown will do so into the backcourt and into the hands of Noah Trotter. Trotter gets a screen there for a second, but nothing doing. Trying to drive inside, but brings it back out alongside the three-point line, but a good shot there from Noah Trotter, and a three there for the Marbury Bulldogs. Indians lead it by just eight now, 37-29. They'll pass it to Tom Sutton. Will Robinson. They'll find Caleb Ballard down low, and nobody home there, and that's no problem for Caleb Ballard. Lays it up right away. Smiley trying to steal that inbound pass, and a couple of people diving for it, but I think they'll get Smiley for the foul there. Third foul against Jeremiah Smiley, but Coach Stephen Thomas loves the hustle on that play.
Yeah, amazing hustle, and now forcing his boys to work a bit extra hard and going that full court sort of full court press, man type press on defense, and man up and get big. So Coach Thomas really likes that athletic play by Jeremiah Smiley, even though it was a foul.
And a highly contested shot there by Noah Trotter. Deep two off the mark. Offensive rebound from Anthony Morrell. And nothing doing on the offensive rebound there. The ball came right out of bounds. It was last touch, though, by C.J. Cook of the Bulldogs. Morrell will take a seat. De'Anthony Smith will come in his place. And Voiles, after inbounding it to Robinson, gets it right back. Voiles about to bring it across half court, but he passes over to Smiley. Smiley working on the near side, guarded by Cook. A little hierarchy pass there. Little lob to Voiles, who gives it right back to Smiley. Underhand pass to Caleb Ballard, driving down low, and all points in the second half here for the Indians belong to Caleb Ballard. 6 in the second half, 19 overall here for Caleb Ballard. C.J. Cook with it on the far corner. Deep two, again, alongside the baseline. Rebound from Ballard. Ballard maybe going coast-to-coast with it. You would think better of it. Pass over to Andrew Voiles. Nice bounce pass there, but as Voiles went up for it, he'll draw the foul.
And it looked like
they actually won't call the foul there. They'll credit him with a block.
Yeah, but it looked like it should have been a foul. Me and you saw the same thing, but called it out of bounds on that one.
And a couple of inbounds, a couple of passes now after the inbound. They'll find Caleb Ballard down low. Couldn't get the dunk to go that time. Won't get the second Trent points either, much to the delight of these Marbury fans. Brown with it now, trying to do it all himself. That time, shot was way too low. And they'll find Chris Robinson all by himself down low. Good jump, spin move there. Not really spin move, but a little windmill action. Got it into his right hand. Good move by Chris Robinson. First points of the second half for him. 43-29, Indians on top. Trotter with it now, and he's guarded closely by Robinson. Robinson playing some really good defense here against Trotter, and that's a weak foul call there against Chris Robinson. I mean, he barely touched him. He was playing defense. That's a tough call.
Yeah, if anything, that should have been a 5-second violation on Trotter right there. Chris Robinson was just playing great defense. You can't call a foul on that.
And they were trying to go up with it. Was Jalen Hall there for the Bulldogs? It was rejected by the Indians. Voiles find Smiley in the corner. They find Tom Sudduth in that post and using his body, trying to get that shot. Not going to go. And second chance points from Caleb Ballard off the mark that time.
Coach Thomas very disappointed. He needs those second chance points from Caleb Ballard if they want to pull away in this game.
That ball was stolen away. Now it's Robinson trying to do it all himself. That shot was blocked. Check that. It's a foul call. And that foul goes against Trotter here. Emotions starting to be shown by both sides here in this second half. Second foul of the night against Trotter. It'll send Robinson here to the free throw line.
And continuing the pace of that first half, it is very fast starting off this second half right here. As Chris Robinson misses that first free throw. And Miller Lombardi, along with John Hudson Weir, will come in the game for Jeremiah Smiley and Tamorion Sutton.
Robinson collecting himself after that miss. Not too frequent. You see a miss from Robinson at the free throw line and missed them both, but an offensive board from Wingard. He gives it right back to Robinson, and they find Caleb Ballard down low. And man, Caleb Ballard getting just about everything he wants here in this one outside of a couple of second chance points miss. It's Burdett working the other way here for the Bulldogs and passes and falls to the floor, but they'll get it to an open Trotter for three. Off the mark that time, Ballard snags the rebound and he'll give it over to Voiles. Voiles surveying the court and a cross-court pass over to Robinson. And a couple of passes now. It's Lombardi in the corner, not going to get anything going. Ballard trying to do it all himself. That time he'll get the second chance points and 10 points already in the second half for Kayla Lombardi. And Indians have extended their lead. It's 47-29 now.
Yeah, and playing some very good offense in the paint right now are the Indians.
And some great defense as well. John Hudson Wingard poked out that pass. It was intended down low for Jalen Hall, but ball sailed out of bounds there, and Bulldogs will inbound it. And as they do, Bulldogs will take a timeout there. And as they take a timeout, we'll take one of our own. We'll be right back on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
105.1 WRFS is WRFS-FM, Rockford, Alexander City, Lake Martin, Wetumpka, Prattville, Montgomery, home of the Wetumpka Indians on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
At First Community Bank, it's more than banking. It's a relationship that lasts. From checking and savings to loans and mortgages, they're here for every stage of life. Local people, local decisions, and a commitment to community. First Community Bank. Let's do life together. Buzzer sounds here. 3 minutes left in this third quarter. Indians with a 47-29 lead. Five out there for the Indians right now are Robinson, Voiles, Ballard, Wingard, and Lombardi as the Bulldogs get ready to inbound this one. Brown finds a man. It was Jalen Hall, and immediately they'll blow John Hooks and Wingard there for the foul. And still no sign from the officials. They'll call that one on the floor. And it'll send Jalen Hall to the free throw line here for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, very light on that whistle. Are the refs starting off off the timeout from Marbury?
First free throw goes down there for Jalen Hall. It's his first points of the second half.
Who's got shooter?
And second free throw, also money there from Jalen Hall. 31-47, your score. Robinson with it now will pass it to Wingard in the corner. Back over to Robinson and now to Voiles, a cross-court pass. Voiles back over to Robinson, but it was picked off. This time is J. Anthony Morrell, and he'll just lay it up and in. Marbury fans wanted a dunk there, but he was coming from the wrong side of the bucket. Easy layup there for Morrell. Voiles with it now, finds Wingard down low and not able to put it up. Ball was poked around there a couple of times, but it was last touched by Caleb Ballard as it went out of bounds. Lombardi guarding the man for the inbound. They got to get it in, and they do. It's Burdett with it now. He's still guarded by Lombardi, trying to supply by him. Put some moves on him and step back three, but it's not going to go there for Burdett. Wingard grabs the board and passes it over to Robinson. They'll give it to Lombardi now. Lombardi on the near side. Got his man in the air and finds Chris Robinson. Robinson gives it there to Caleb Ballard, and as Ballard went up for it, they'll blow the foul. This time, it's going to go against Jai Anthony Morrell. That's three on Morrell.
Caleb Ballard has been to the free throw line quite a few times this game, and that's mainly because he outsizes most of the guys in the paint, so mostly all they can do is just foul him, and it's led to free points for the Indians. Just like that, Caleb Ballard makes his first free throw, tallying up some more points for the Indians, so good on Caleb for using his size to his advantage in this matchup.
He absolutely has. He's the leading scorer here for the Indians. That free throw puts him at 20 points, now 21 for Caleb Ballard. It's been a masterclass for him. Marbury trying to purse the pace and get back into this thing. They trail by 16 with 2 minutes left to go in this third quarter. Brown with it on the far side. Three from a couple feet beyond the arc. Spins around and falls out. Rebound snagged by Wingard there. Boyle slowing things down now a little bit, and they'll find Chris Robinson on the far side. Robinson cutting below the basket. Good move there. Lays it up and in. No problem there for Chris Robinson.
Yeah, very strong take. Was barely even touched on that take right there. So good job by Chris Robinson.
Burdett with it now, still guarded by Lombardi. He'll get a screen. Thought about the three, but he'll think better. Up and down foul there, I believe. Ah, they're going to call that one against Lombardi. Thought they might get the travel on that one, but the first foul call of the night goes against Lombardi, and that'll send Burdett to the free throw line.
And Burdett did use his body in a way to sort of draw that foul, so that was a good move by Burdett to draw the foul and get sent to the free throw line for two.
Yeah, first free throw from Burdett falls through, and 51-34, your score now. Indians on top by 17. Checked out at 16 now after that second free throw is made by Burdett, going 2 of 2 on his trip to the line. Inbound goes to Robinson, and they pass it to Ballard, and a couple of passes now before it finds its way back to Robinson. Robinson with it and passes cross-court to Wingard, who checks it back out to Voiles. Back over to Robinson. Indians struggling to find some space, but Robinson says, I'll do it myself. Chucks up a three off the mark that time. Rebound into the hands of Noah Gentry. Brown with it now. He was looking for Noah Trotter, but Chris Robinson swats that thing out of bounds, and ball is trickling down the court now. Burdett's going to have to run after it.
And one thing we haven't seen too much from the Indians, because it hasn't been that consistent, is three-point shooting. And I'm honestly quite glad that they haven't been shooting the three ball that much, and they've been working efficiently in the paint and using their size to this advantage in the matchup.
Yeah, only one made three of the night came in the first quarter from Andrew Voiles. They were trying to go down low were the Bulldogs, but first shot off the mark, second chance points not there either. Cross-court pass over to Chris Robinson. Robinson drives inside, tries to go jelly with the left hand, won't get it. Put back for John Hudson-Wingard. He's on the board now. First points of the night for him. 23 seconds left in this third quarter. Indians with an 18-point lead. And they'll get Robinson there for the foul. That's a second foul on Chris Robinson. Trotter just ran straight into him, but Bulldogs in the bonus now. That'll send free throw. That'll send Noah Trotter to the free throw line. LT Davis comes up to the scorer's table. He'll come on the floor here after this first free throw. Trotter, nothing but net on that first free throw. LT Davis will come onto the floor now, taking the place of Chris Robinson. And Trotter getting ready to shoot a second free throw line. De'Anthony Smith will come into the game as well. And Trotter, after making both free throws, will come out of the game there for just a second, but two free throws there for Trotter to close this gap just a little bit here for the Bulldogs. 15 seconds left in this third quarter, and ball is poked away. LT Davis had it for a second. It was last touched there by C.J. Cook of the Marbury Bulldogs, and so Indians will inbound it again. Actually, they'll give the ball there to the Bulldogs. Coach Thomas said it went off of White, and I happen to agree with him there. It was kicked out of bounds by C.J. Cook. It rolled right off of his foot, but Bulldogs will inbound it, and they're looking for Jalen Hall. Little reverse layup there off the back, and count the bucket, and an and-one opportunity here coming for Jalen Hall.
The Indians cannot let the Marbury Bulldogs crawl back in this one. While they do have a sizable lead right now, that can quickly change with all the free throws that they have been getting recently.
Yeah, and part of that reason is because of the bonus, but that'll reset after the quarter. Free throw drops through there for Jalen Hall. 8 seconds left. Royals with it after the inbound. And ball poked away again. Another turnover. 1 second, and they're not going to get a shot off. Will the Bulldogs, but a 13-point lead here for the Indians, 53-40, as we head in to the fourth quarter. We'll be right back on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network, powered by Radio Alabama Sports.
In Wetumpka, we take pride in our hometown. And so does Brent Turner, owner of Precision Floor Care. A Wetumpka graduate and now a local small business owner, Brent built Precision Floor Care on a commitment to serve his community. From tile and grout work to stone, pavers, and concrete, Precision Floor Care delivers precise, hard surface flooring solutions that protect the places that matter most. Precision Floor Care, precise, hard surface flooring solutions. Learn more at callpfc.com.
Back down here for the fourth quarter. 8 minutes to go in this contest. Indians lead it by 13.
And still waiting for the Bulldogs to come out of their huddle. They finally do. Your five out there for the Indians are Suddeth, Ballard, Davis, Robinson, and Voiles. Voiles going to inbound this one to Chris Robinson in the backcourt. Robinson will give it right back to Voiles. Voiles, three off the mark that time, but a good hustle play from Tom Suddeth to snag the rebound, and he'll kick it back out on top to Chris Robinson. Robinson working inside now. Pass it to Caleb Ballard. Jumper from about 8 feet. A little bit short that time. Off the mark. Coming the other way is C.J. Cook trying to find some room with it, and they'll call Ballard for the foul there. Ballard doesn't agree with the call. He said he was straight up and down, and I happen to agree with him. But first foul of the night against Ballard, and the Bulldogs doing a great job of getting to the free throw line here.
And it looked like Cook did have a little bit of a flop there, but getting to the free throw line for Marbury, something that the Indians can't afford right now in this clutch time situation.
C.J. Cook nails that first free throw, 41-53. 12-point lead now for the Indians. Second free throw coming for Cook. That one rattles around and falls through. 53-42 now. Robinson facing some pressure here from Burdett. And he'll pass over to LT Davis. They find Voiles in the far corner. Voiles starts driving inside, but was looking for Tom Sutter. The ball was poked out of bounds by Jalen Hall there, so it'll stick on this end of the floor. Voiles lobbing inbound pass to Chris Robinson, right at the half-court logo. He'll pass around now back to Voiles, this time in the near corner. Voiles drives inside below the bucket, draws the foul, not able to get the shot to convert there, waiting to see who the foul was called on, and it was called against DeAnthony Smith. First foul for DeAnthony Smith. Voiles heading to the free throw line now, waiting for things to get situated outside of the paint. They finally do. Voiles gets the inbound now. First free throw coming. Voiles nails that first free throw as you get a couple substitution here for the Bulldogs. Smith will come out of the game. And DeAnthony Morrell will come into the game, as will Jamar Brown. Voiles' second free throw, also money, nailed them both. Did Andrew Voiles deserve his first points of the second half? Jamar Brown trying to do it all himself, blocked by Tom Sutton. Coming the other way quickly, Andrew Voiles, coast to coast, no problem. Lays it up and in, and this lead right back to 15 here for the Indians. Trotter with it now, standing just in front of half court. Little sidestep, mid-range jumper. Nice move there from Noah Trotter. And he nails that one, trying to cut into this Indians lead.
Coach Thomas being a great mentor, especially on defense, telling his players where to be, what to do, and to just have their feet steady. Very good shot by Marbury, though, to get that one to go.
LT Davis had it there for a second. Get a substitution now. LT Davis will check out of the game. Smiley will take his place. Robinson going to inbound this one from the near side, just in front of us and off to the side, in between us and the Wetumpka bench. He'll inbound it to Smiley. Smiley will give it back to Robinson. Looked at Voiles in the near corner, but he'll think better. Give it back to Smiley, and now back to Robinson. Robinson looking for down low in the paint, and Andrew Voiles. High arcing pass there for Burdett. Three from the corner. Too strong. Off the mark. Put back attempt. No good either. Came out of the hands of Morrell. Tom Sutton grabs the board, gives it to Voiles. Voiles trying to do it all himself again. Saved it before going out of bounds into the hands of Chris Robinson. The ball was poked out yet again, and pass over the head of Noah Trotter sails out of bounds. Turnover there on the Bulldogs. They were trying to push the base, but went a little bit too quickly that time, forcing the turnover. Smiley inbounds it in the backcourt over to Robinson. 6 minutes to play here in regulation. 57-44. Indians lead it. Smiley with it now on the far corner, driving inside. Layup off the mark that time. On the fast break, it's Trotter trying to do it all himself. Layup too strong. Good rebound there from Chris Robinson. Finds Voiles with nobody home in front of him. And a nice pass off the backboard there. Caleb Ballard puts it down.
A great alley-oop off the backboard. That's team chemistry right there. Andrew Voiles and Caleb Ballard queuing it up together. And even if Andrew Voiles meant to go for the layup on that one, he's going to say that was definitely a pass.
It was definitely not a layup attempt there. I think he knew exactly where Robinson was behind him. A great display of that team chemistry like he talked about. Alley-oop off the backboard. That was a fun play there. And a great finish there from Caleb Ballard. Went all the way back to grab it and put it down with some force. 59-44, Indians on top.
We have not seen that one tonight, and we probably won't see one like that for a while, but that was a very entertaining play. Don't really see that many at all, even in NBA, in the G League, in college basketball. You don't really see that much of alley-oops off the backboards, but it's so entertaining when that finally does happen, and the big man goes up there and gets the slam. So props to Caleb Ballard for going up there, getting big, and getting that assist for Andrew Voiles.
Well, and you also talk about it. I mean, they've been trying to get the alley-oop going all night, and they finally do it. And I would argue that's almost harder than a regular alley-oop off the backboard. You can only really do that on a fast break. They did so there. Just a great play all around from Boyles and Ballard. Bulldogs will get possession here. 5 minutes and 35 seconds left here. Indians with a 15-point lead. Brown's going to inbound it. Need some help. Indians come out in the full court press, but a pass sails over the head of Morrell. Caleb Ballard back-to-back dunks.
And a nice pump fake right there by Ballard to get his man in the air to go for the dunk. And man, that was a vicious slam. Caleb Ballard going to the rack for two.
And another a foul on the other end of the floor. Bulldogs were trying to push the pace. Burdett goes up, and they'll call that foul on Tom Suddeth. First foul on Tom Suddeth there. Coach Thomas here saying the same thing I was about to say there. He went straight up, and Burdett was the one who jumped into Suddeth. Suddeth went straight up, and that's a tough foul there. First free throw goes down for Burdett.
Lock out, lock out.
And second one good as well there. 61-46 now. Indians still on top. 5 minutes and 14 seconds left here in this fourth quarter. Smiley with it now on the near side, trying to put his defender on skates. A couple of good moves there, but he'll give it over to Robinson. Gives it right back to Smiley and back to Robinson. Indians taking their time here, trying to find an opening. Now it's Suddeth on the near corner. A full cross-court pass there to Voiles, and now back to Robinson at the top. Indians just dancing around here a little bit. Voiles back over to Robinson, and Robinson put a nice move there on Burdett, got some space and went straight down to the rack, slashing through, and a nice layup goes down there for Chris Robinson. 63-46. Jamar Brown working with it off the mark that time. Second chance points no good. Suddeth wrestled there for the rebound, but as he came to the ground there, he'll get called for the travel. He just fell straight on his back there, and they're going to call that every time, unfortunately.
Yeah, Coach Thomas was right. He did the Marbury offensive player, I believe it was number 15, was over his back and should have been a foul, just a missed call right there.
Brown with it now on the far side, guarded by Jeremiah Smiley. He'll kick it over to Trotter at the top of the arc. Trotter guarded by Robinson. Nothing doing there. Pegs it over to Burdett. Three, too strong. Off the back of the iron there. Suddeth with the rebound and a couple of passes. They'll get it over to Voiles. Voiles taking his time to cross half court, and he does so. He's guarded by Burdett, and he'll hand it off there to Chris Robinson. Robinson waiting for the defender to approach him. It was Burdett again. Robinson trying to go inside. Ball was poked out of the air there. Ballard had it for a second, but it was wrestled away by Brown. And should have been an offensive foul there. Jeremiah Smiley came, set his feet, and a full elbow extension there from Jamar Brown, but they'll give him the bucket and no foul. Coach Thomas not happy about that call, and I don't blame him.
Yeah, that was full contact right there. Should have been a foul, and Jeremiah Smiley should have been the one inbounding the ball on the way back for the Indians.
And Smiley came crashing down. They'll get a foul call against you, Anthony Morrell. That's four on Morrell. One more, and he'll have to ride Pine for the rest of the way. Smiley at the free throw line, looking for his first points of the game. Rattles around and falls through there for Jeremiah Smiley. It's a 16-point lead for the Indians now with just over 3 minutes left to go. Good on both free throws is Jeremiah Smiley, and Bulldogs trying to push the pace. It's Burdett trying to do it himself again, and they'll call another foul on Jeremiah Smiley, and that's four there on Smiley.
Their whistles are very kind to Aiden Burdett today or tonight, and I believe Coach Thomas is in disbelief right now. He should have had plenty of calls called on him such as the little shove off on Jeremiah Smiley, as well as Tamarion Suddeth's foul that was previously called, but quite a few.
Both free throws there, good for Burdett. All of his points in the second half, six of them coming from the free throw line there, has yet to make a field goal in the second half. Robinson with the ball now, looking for somewhere to go with it, and they're counting, almost got the five-second violation, but he'll give it over to Voiles. They'll give it back to Robinson. Robinson trying to work, find some space inside, not able to get the shot up successfully that time, and Ballard did a great job of corralling that rebound. Ballard's got 16 points here in the second half. He might be close to a 30 bomb. Deep three from Trotter. Short arm that time. Offensive board, though. They'll give it right back to Trotter. Again, short arm. This time, it was a mid-range jumper. And Tom Suddeth grabbed the rebound, but Jalen Hall will foul him as he was fighting for it. A reach-in called there. 2 minutes and 14 seconds left to go. Indians with 67 to the Bulldogs 50. 17-point lead here for the Indians. Boyle's being guarded by Trotter, and now crosses half court. Spin move there, and he's got some space, trying to do it all himself. Layup off the mark that time. Boyle's unhappy with the miss there, and that's not one you tend to see him miss too often. Catch and shoot three for Brown in the corner. Nothing but net that time, and a timeout by Marbury's coach. Coach Turner will call a timeout after the made three from Jamar Brown, 53-67. And we'll take a quick break here on the Collier Ford Sports Network. Wetumpka Sports Network, brought to you by Radio Alabama Sports.
Gear up for a flavor victory at Wharf Casual Seafood. Whether you're craving seafood classics like shrimp or crab claws, or wanting to tackle a juicy burger or crisp salad, we've got your winning play. Dine in with us or grab a meal to go and find out why every bite is a win at Wharf Casual Seafood. Check out our menu at wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
Whether it's an everyday sprain, strain, fracture, or sports injury that doesn't require a trip to the ER, Baptist Ortho Now offers urgent orthopedic injury care with walk-in convenience 6 days a week, online at baptisthealth.org. Indians inbound this one despite the full court pressure here from the Bulldogs. Robinson with it now, and will bring it across half court. He's guarded by Jamar Brown. And Robinson trying to find somewhere to go with it. Starts working his way to the rack there, and I believe that's a reach-in foul. And that will be called on Jamar Brown. So fouls in back-to-back offensive possessions on Jamar Brown. Robinson going to get ready to inbound this one. A minute and 37 seconds left to go, and barring a miracle, Indians should be able to come away with the win here, but crazier things have happened. 67-53, Indians are on top. Boyle's guarded by Burdett after getting the inbound in the backcourt. He was looking for Chris Robinson. Ball was stolen away there by Jamar Brown, trying to do it all himself. Gets the layup to go, and with a foul called against Chris Robinson. That's three there on Robinson, and an and-one opportunity coming for Jamar Brown. That was a tough shot there from Brown. Momentum carrying him straight out of bounds, but able to get the layup to fall through.
Yeah, an unlucky call there on Chris Robinson. I didn't really think it was a foul, but refs called it that way, so it is what it is.
And one opportunity converts there for Jamar Brown, and Jeremiah Smiley got the inbound there, and Trotter gets called for the foul, just stepped right in front of Jeremiah Smiley, but that foul puts the Indians in the bonus, and they'll head straight to the free throw line. Smiley looking to go 2 for 2 like he did on that last trip. First free throw, short arm there by Jeremiah Smiley.
Getting later into this game, the more you get these free points with less time expired is more valuable to the Indians in this, as the latter part of this game continues.
And second free throw goes down there for Smiley. LT Davis will come on and take his place. One of the better defenders here on this Indians team, LT Davis is. Trotter deep too, off the mark that time. Voiles will grab the rebound there and he'll bring it across half court. Burdette guarding him closely, but Voiles just content here to dribble it, trying to find somewhere to pass it to, and still nowhere. Putting on the moves here, and Voiles just dancing around now. Finds an open space, but still just running back and forth. Voiles not looking like he wants to get a shot up. He's just running around in circles there. They'll foul Voiles, and that one goes against Jonathan Morrell. By my count, that's five, and that should be the last foul of the game against Morrell. He'll probably have to ride Pine for the rest of this one.
Yeah, and Andrew Voiles did a great job that possession of just running around for a solid 40 seconds, burning some time off, not allowing Marbury to come even closer to cutting down this Indians deficit and have a possible comeback win.
Yeah, that was a good basketball IQ play there from Andrew Voiles as he drops in that first free throw. Just wasting as much time as he could. And Indians 69-56 on top by 13 now. But still, another free throw. And that one rattles around, takes a friendly bounce for the Indians, falls through. And perfect trip to the line there for Andrew Voiles. Hall with it now, driving inside. Layup off the mark. Rebound goes to Tom Suddeth. He'll underhand pass to Voiles, and LT Davis will catch the pass there on the near corner and passes it smartly to Caleb Ballard, who goes up and lays it in. 19 seconds left in this one. Trying to draw the foul was Brown, off the mark that time. Offensive rebound there from Burdette. Not going to go either. Indians rejected Tom Suddeth, and they'll find Chris Robinson down low by himself. Reverse dunk. Ends the game with some authority, does Chris Robinson. 74-56, your final score. Indians get the win. Both teams do here tonight. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, it'll be time for the REMAX Cornerstone Plus post-game show. We'll be right back on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Are you tired of slow internet? With Central Access, you get the speeds you pay for delivered directly to your door, so you won't get bogged down when your neighbors are online too. Stream, game, work, and video chat. No contracts, no data caps, no price hikes, nothing but an exceptional online experience. Check availability today at caecaccess.com. Central Access, your local link to broadband.
Performance and adventure? You'll find it all at Collier Ford in Wetumpka. For more than 70 years, Collier Ford has been proudly serving the River Region since 1952, helping families and businesses hit the road with confidence. When you think trucks, think Collier Ford, home of the legendary Ford F-150, built tough to handle any job. If adventure is calling, Collier Ford has the bold and capable Ford Bronco, ready to take you off the beaten path. Want that same spirit in a smaller package? The Bronco Sport is waiting for you at Collier Ford. From great ideas to family service, Collier Ford makes buying your next vehicle easy, fun, and stress-free. So whether you're hauling, exploring, or just cruising through town, make your next stop Collier Ford. Test drive your next Ford today, and remember, come on. Come on to Collier. Collier Ford in Wetumpka.
This is the RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus post-game show on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
And welcome to the RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty Plus post-game show. I'm Mitch Petrie alongside Deacon Meeks, and Indians get the win here tonight. A final score of 74-56. Deacon, your takeaways from this one here tonight.
Well, personally, I think that chemistry was a major part of this game. We just, the Indians showed how they can facilitate the ball well, how they can trust on each other, how they can rely on each other to make the big time plays, such as Caleb Ballard going up for multiple slams, as well as Chris Robinson's game ending slam right there at the end. But I'd also like to point out that the Indians did not shoot the three ball that much, and the Indians were very efficient with their paint drives and their two-point, settling for the easy things, the easy layups, and not having to force too many threes really led to a dominant victory by the Indians tonight.
Yeah, it absolutely did, and dominant indeed is one way to classify Caleb Ballard's performance. I mean, you want to talk about a guy who just showed up and showed out all night long. 34 points on the night for Caleb Ballard. I believe that is a career high. Had a bunch of rebounds as well. Finishes the night with 21 rebounds as well and 5 blocks to his name as well. Tom Suddeth finishes the night with just 2 points, but Suddeth doing a great job defensively, grabbing 11 rebounds here for the Indians, a couple assists, 4 block shots for him as well. Chris Robinson finishes as the third leading scorer here for the Indians, finishes the night with 15 points and a whole host of assists to go with it there for Chris Robinson. He finishes with 8 assists and 5 steals as well. Indians really cleaned up the turnover issue there in that second half, compared to the 13 turnovers in that first half for the Indians. Only had 5 in the second half, which is pretty standard among high school basketball. And then, of course, Andrew Voiles did a great job tonight as well. As always, 17 points for him on the night, 4 rebounds, but 7 assists for Voiles and 2 steals as well. Just an all-around great showing here from the Indians tonight. Indians now on a 2-game win streak, and they'll look ahead to Thursday night. We'll have the call there. Myself and Gavin Baxley will be calling the final area game of the season as the Indians travel to take on Percy Julian. A score update for you as well. Stanhope Elmore, Percy Julian, that game tonight will determine who could possibly win the area tournament. Percy Julian on top of Stanhope Elmore by 3 points right now, 40-37, with just a minute left to go in that third quarter. If Stanhope Elmore wins that game, the Indians clinch the area tournament. If they lose that game Thursday night, if Stanhope loses and Percy Julian wins, then the game on Thursday night will be for the host, for the opportunity to host the area tournament. Indians hoping for a Mustangs win, believe it or not. Very, very frequently, very infrequently would you hear that, but Indians don't want to leave anything up to chance. Coach Thomas has stressed the importance of the area tournament. Indians get it done by both teams here tonight. Boys win this one 56-74, and the girls with a whopping 75-12 final score. And for the final time tonight, I'm Mitch Petrie alongside Deacon Meeks. You're listening to the Callier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network, powered by Radio Alabama Sports. Thanks for listening.